Calling the regular meeting Tuesday of the City of South Tucson to order. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, Land Acknowledgement, Mission Statement. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the Republic
for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The land acknowledgement. On behalf of the South Tucson residents, we honor the tribal nations who have served as caretakers of this land from time to immemorial and respectfully acknowledge the ancestral homeland of the Tohono O'odham Nation and the multi-millennial presence of the Paspa Yaquis tribe within South Tucson. Consistent with the City of South Tucson's commitment to diversity and inclusion, we strive towards building an equal partner relationship with Arizona's tribal nations.
The mission statement of the City of South Tucson is to build up this community through mutual cooperation between your public servants and you, our citizens, so that jointly we can build a safer and stronger city. Amen.
Thank you. There have been some adjustments to the order of the agenda. Item number 8 will become item number 9. Item number 9 will become number 8. So just rewrite the two. So the next item is a roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Here.
Councilor Anita Romero, excused. Mayor Diaz?
Here.
Councilor Fly?
Yes.
Councilor Aida?
Here.
Councilor, let the record reflect that Councilor Aida is present telephonically. Councilor Valenzuela?
Here.
Okay, I'd like to make an announcement that in regards to Anita Romero, William Powell, her brother-in-law, has passed, and that makes the fourth member of her family that deceased this year so far. So please consider her mental stage. And, you know, it's really hard on her that she's going through a lot of death through her family. So that's... William Powell was an employee of South Tucson, by the way.
For a long time.
Yes, he was, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. So the next item is the approval of minutes. Is there any additions, corrections, deletions for the meeting of the November 21? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve?
Mr. Mayor, make a motion that we approve the minutes for Tuesday, November 21st, 2023.
Second.
It's been moved in second. Roll call.
Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
Aye.
Mayor Diaz?
Yes.
Councilor Flagg?
Yes.
Councilor Aguirre?
Yes.
Councilor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Okay, the next item is a call to the public. Ms. Aguirre?
Good evening, Mr. Mayor. We have quite a few call to the audience cards. The first one we have here is from Joey Rogers. Not a resident, but the address is 88 West 38th Street. Topic, dancing in the streets. Arizona. Dancing in the streets, Arizona. Nutcracker.
Here's
Joey. So, you may approach.
Is that Joe Light?
Hello, Mayor and Council. May I approach the bench?
Yes.
Here we go. Now, what I'm doing is, each year, you're going to be seeing me, and then you're going to have a collection of nutcrackers. And then anybody that comes over, they're going to say, where'd you get all these nutcrackers? You're going to say, well, there's this black man, you know, in the city of South Tucson who gives out a green nutcracker, you know what I'm saying? So that's right. So from cheap, you know, free nutcrackers to everyone. I don't know who you are, but you get a nutcracker. And here you go. All right. There you go, everyone. Dance in the Street is doing a Nutcracker again on our 16th year.
Yeah.
We're going to be at the Temple of Music and Arts December 15th and 16th. That's two shows, a Saturday and a Sunday at 2 o'clock. We got some special guests who's dancing in our show. We got Paul Cunningham dancing in our show.
No.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. So please, he's messing up my rehearsals. He's having a good time. And matter of fact, we got Chris Edwards. Our low cost is your priority. He's gonna. That's right. He's gonna be dancing in the show as well. So yeah, exactly. It's gonna be a fun show. So I'm just here just to let you all know that Dancing Streets is in a very good, place. We just got a very good, generous grant from the Arizona Commission of the Arts, $15,000. And out of the 20 organizations, they're very impressed with us because we are inclusion and diverse, which is the two hottest topics ever. So, too close to affordable housing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they love, out of the 20 organizations that we, in the city of South Tucson, that we are the most diverse performing arts school in the state of Arizona.
All right.
In the state of Arizona. So, but they love that we're here in the city of South Tucson.
Yeah.
That's what blew them away. Because they kept on saying, you're where?
Yeah.
City of South Tucson. Huh? Where? Huh? Say that again? I mean, I'm telling you, y'all. So hopefully I'm trying to do the best I can. Hopefully I still need the help that I need. Yes.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, excuse me.
Yeah, sure. Still need the help that I need. I'm still battling Tucson Ballet right now. They're hot on my tail now because they want my diversity.
Yeah.
That's what they want. They want it bad. UVA wants it bad. Everybody wants it bad. But me and Celestis did it organically. So I wish you all the best. I wish you all a Merry Christmas. And hopefully come support us with the Nutcracker. And thank you very much, everyone.
Joey, when is it again?
Here, I got some cards. Let me pass these out, too. There we go.
I can hit the audience, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. So there we go. Yeah, I'll just put these right there. There we go. Thank you very much, everyone. All right.
Thank you, Joey.
Okay, Joey.
The next speaker is Elvira Pike. Not a resident, but address is 6935 South Valley Stream. The topic is street lighting and safety.
Hello.
My name is Elvira Pike. I come before you as a graduate student who is studying public administration. And as a former resident who was raised in the city of South Tucson, I am concerned for the community of 4,600 residents, but more specifically, those who live in the cul-de-sac of 28th Street and 10th. I often come to the city to visit and spend time with my parents who live in my childhood home at 426 West 28th Street. South Tucson is a very special place for me as it has a lot of culture and a lot of tradition. And it's where I grew up, so this is my first home. And as a child, I remember my parents often questioning themselves as to how we managed our taxes and why we are always asking for more funds. And so why we can't manage our funds more appropriately. So now as an adult in the accounting profession and working at the U of A, I'm finding myself asking about state, county, city, and federal institutions that serve the public and manage our funds. Being able to come back to my community, to my parents, to those that surround me and educate them as to what I've learned, can explain the whys and the hows of our public monies are administering, how our public monies are administered. And so, and that's why I entered into public administration, because I wanted to know why and how, and be able to explain to those. And so I'm here to advocate for those who live in this great city, and because I love it, I really do. And so when I looked at the website, I found myself lost in trying to identify who I could contact in regards to a street light that has been out of service for more than a year. And who is responsible, who is the responsible city department to contact? The website had no was not a resourceful tool in providing me or other residents who visit for information. The pole that is at that light has a makeshift sign. So it has a phone number that, just like a yard sale, that says a phone number, like advertising. So I called that phone number, and that phone number took me to the city of Tucson Traffic Department, Streets and Traffic Maintenance. And so when I informed them of the issue that was of the light that is not working, they said it's not their responsibility, it's TEP. I called TEP, and I get the same
runaround.
Yeah. Okay. And so I'm here because, to me and those that live on that street, more specifically my parents, I find that to be a safety issue.
Right. Okay. I guess your time is up, but excuse me, so okay. I apologize.
Okay.
But it will be referred to the interim city manager. The interim city manager will contact you and discuss the problem of whose responsibility it will be.
Okay.
So it has
been referred.
Thank you for sharing.
Next speaker, Andy Luna. Not a resident, but has listed the address as City Hall, 6001 South 6th Avenue, topic Fire Department.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. I'm Andy Luna. I've been working with the fire department for a little over 22 years. I'm a captain there. And I'm here to extend an invitation to our annual Christmas event in South Tucson that we have every year for just about 20 years now. So every year the fire department puts on and hosts this this event to give toys out and food boxes for the citizens and kids and children in South Tucson. So that's going to happen in December. I'll send you all the specific information and where it's going to be and how it's going to be distributed. But the invitation is to go out there and watch, and what we do as far as food boxes for families and giving toys to kids. And like I said, this has been going on for about 20 years. And we're going to have Santa there. We're going to have the Marine Corps League there. We're going to have folks from outside the community as well as inside the community. And this event is specifically for the residents and kids in South Tucson. And we've been doing this for, like I said, about 20 years now. Happy to do it. If you're available, when I send all the information out as far as the dates and where it's going to be, I would hope that you would attend and see what we do for the community.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our next speaker is Michelle Herndon, not a resident, address 3002 South 6th Avenue, topic apartments behind Burger King.
Huh. She's with me and she won't be speaking.
Oh, okay. All right. So then it will actually be Michael Herndon. Same information.
Yes, you're welcome. Hi.
Good evening.
Hello.
See if I can do this.
Yeah, you can.
I just wanted to bring you up to date on some of the things that are going on around that area with the apartments. I own the Burger King. That's right in front of them at 3002 South 6th. And we've had a lot of problems with the people that reside in that apartment building behind. And I'd just like to tell you about a few of the things that occur there. Every morning, there's three or four people passed out at our front door. Usually with needles still in their arms. After we get them to leave, whether we have to help them off or call an ambulance, then we have to go out and clean up the blood and the feces. It's real bad. For instance, one of my girls that worked there, Margaret, she noticed something wrong outside. She went outside, found shoes, pants, underwear, shirt, followed the trail over to a pile of excrement. They used my location there as a toilet. And it's very, people will come in, they'll go to the booth and pass out. This is very dangerous to my people. We have to, it's usually my girls, they're brave, the guys know. The girls, very brave. And they'll ask the people to leave. Oftentimes it ends up in a fist fight and not started by my people. Because these people that pass out there, they don't want to leave. It's too comfortable. We can't allow them in our bathrooms anymore. We used to. But after having to clean up the walls, the blood, the urine, the fecal matter, from the floors all over, outside, when we get there, after we get rid of the people at the front door, we walk around the building, and I don't know how they do it, but there's fecal matter on the walls. How do you do that? I don't know. But it's all over the walls. My people have to clean that up. I don't see that as very healthy. We have had numerous occasions where people come in naked. We ask them to leave, and all of a sudden it's a brawl. They start throwing stuff at my employees. Anything they can get their hands in, napkin dispensers, whatever. It gets really, really bad. I had a security guard. They tried to stab him. So that didn't work out real good. I can't have my people living like this, working like this, in these conditions. Somebody's going to get hurt. I think in that area, or at that apartment building, there's been some shootings and a couple murders, I believe. If I could have another 3 minutes, because I'd like to speak on behalf of three other businesses in that area. If you're familiar with it, there's two dental offices right near me, one across the street, one across the parking lot. They both have the same issues. The one across the parking lot from me cannot allow people to come in and use their restrooms anymore, but they'll come in and when they're told they can't use the restroom, they'll urinate behind their drinking fountain. The people across the street say they're constantly bothered, constantly. The gentleman that owned the pawn shop, he wants to rebuild it, but all the copper plumbing, all of the copper wiring has disappeared. It's horrible. I have often, a lot, the drug addicts will be in my drive-through, and they will bang, not knock, bang on customers' windows, their cars, demanding money. Well, what my customers do is they drive off. That hurts us. I have 8 Burger Kings. All of them but this one have shown an increase in sales and customer count. This one is the only one that is negative. Customer count and sales. People tell us that they are afraid to come to our establishment. I don't know what to do. I don't know who to turn to. I called the health department. They pretty much said nothing they can do. It doesn't make sense to me, but the place is roach infested from what I hear about a few people from there that are trying to live a normal life. They have complained to us about the living conditions in there. And they're horrible from what these people tell us. They're horrible. There's a lot of incidences. I've got videos of a lot of things that went on, people shooting up on my premises at my front door. I have a, we're keeping a log of all contacts we make with these people. Other than that, what do I do? I don't know. I'm supposed to call the police every time somebody does something that could be dangerous. They're under budget, they're under staff, and I'd be calling them constantly. And nothing against the police department. They're great, but they can only do so much with the manpower that they have. Anyway, the question is, what do I do? I need some help.
Yep.
Okay. We hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We just received another card, Mayor. The next speaker is Melissa Brown Dominguez, resident, address 28 West 28th Street. And the topic is neighborhood updates.
Hi, good evening, Mayor, Council. Hi. I haven't seen you guys in a minute. I've missed a few meetings, but I just wanted to take a few minutes just to kind of echo what has been discussed already. But first, I wanted to invite you all this Sunday at the Galleria. We have an art opening that you're welcome to come. It's from 1 to 4 on Sunday, and it's going to be a Guadalupe Donatzin art show, so you're very welcome to come and join us on Sunday. I just wanted to talk about the increase of folks that are having, in the 5 years we've been in the Galleria, we haven't had this many people coming into the Galleria. They're not causing trouble, so I haven't had to call the police, but it's been making me feel very uneasy, which I've never felt this before, and we've dealt with lots of things. But there's people, more people sleeping like on the side of the Galleria, defecating on the side of the, you know, and not just the Galleria, at the church. You know, down where LA Tires used to be, which Equilibrium owns and it's vacant. I mean, this, it's an increase of these kinds of activities. Paraphernalia of drugs being left at the Galleria at our home on 28th in the alley, the same thing's happening. There's an uptick in, like, I don't have any evidence, but prostitution and solicitation is happening very frequently on the corner of 28th and 6th. It happens all the time. I want to commend on the police department because they are constantly patrolling the neighborhood, but it's still all happening. Our really good friends, Todd and Sherry, that own Tucson Tamale Company, they've installed a fence around the Old Malone meat department because Todd and Sherry were tired of having to run people off every single morning, and then the health and safety standards. They make tamales there. There are people leaving excrement and urine everywhere, and it's terrible for our kids in the neighborhood and our families and our elders and our community members to have to continually see that we have to put fences up everywhere for it to keep people out. And it's just how horrible. Like, another fence has to go up to keep these people out, and then they just find another place to do it. So I just, it's just really sad what's happening. And I just, I know that everyone is trying, but I really just really want to emphasize that it's getting worse up there in the neighborhood, and we're seeing it more and more. And as a gentleman before me had said, like, some of the interactions are becoming more aggressive, you know, and it makes you feel uneasy. I know that at Global Justice a couple months ago, someone was solicited and kind of harassed, and they put a fence at their front door. And so it's just, this is our neighborhood. It would be nice to be able to go outside, walk around, not feel uneasy and safe, be able to open the Galleria door and not be worried, like, who's going to come in next and what are they, you know, hustling me for this time. So I can handle most people like that. It doesn't bother me. But the fact that it's happening more and more, it just makes you nervous. So just wanted to give you all the update from my point of view. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor, that concludes speakers for this evening.
That's it. Okay. Thank you. The next item is a mayor and council members' report of current events.
Mr. Mayor, yesterday was Regina Romero's inauguration, and we attended, some of us attended that event, which was very nice. And then on the 7th, the Tucson Metro Chamber of Commerce is having a Christmas party up at the El Casino, one of the gambling casinos up in Nogales Highway. And it's from 4 to 7. And then on 12/17, at the Greyhound Park, there's going to be the Christmas party, 31st Street in Miracle, in which Councilwoman Valenzuela is involved with. And then I also have, is on December 9th, we have a South Tucson food giveaway at the Bernicelli complex. So that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Fire department? Hmm? Is the fire department on there?
No.
Oh. I
didn't know about that. That's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, these are high holy days for those of us who are Catholic. And so I wanted, on behalf of Santa Cruz Church, I'd like to invite people to participate. There's a novena from, last Sunday. And the ninth day is going to be December 12th, the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. And so that'll be a big, huge day, and there'll be a big procession from Capilla Guadalupe on 31st and 3rd over to Santa Cruz. And there'll be mass there at that time, and they'll have menudo. And it's going to be good because the chicas from Casa Maria are the cooks. So we can guarantee the menudo. and then there's a midnight mass, too. So everybody's invited.
Thank you. Any more reports? Hearing none, item number 7 of the city managers and department heads reports to mayor and council with a fire department report update.
Yes, good evening, Mayor and Council. I have a report, and then followed by my report will be that of the Public Safety Director, but I did provide you with my report you have in front of you, but I'll go ahead and read it out loud. So today is December 5th. The topic is the fire department. It's regarding the fire department, fire suppression, EMS services. At the direction of South Tucson City Council, a proposal was sent to City of Tucson on April 21st of this year, 2023. For fire suppression emergency medical services to be provided by the City of Tucson. After months of communication and several meetings, the City of Tucson replied on December 1st, which was last Friday, accepting a proposal. Said proposal requests that fire suppression emergency services be provided from the current South Tucson Fire Station. This would include all necessary personnel and equipment to adequately meet the requirements and demands of service delivery within our jurisdictional boundaries. Additionally, I have been working with members of the council to meet with Pima County and tribal entities requesting financial assistance that would help close the funding gap. It is notable that the City of Tucson acknowledged the urgency to advance the IGA negotiation due in part to our current situation with staffing challenges. As previously conveyed by the City of Tucson, quote, Tucson fire crews are often the only resource available for fire suppression in the City of South Tucson, which places an ongoing and undue burden to our personnel and resources, end quote. An IGA with the City of Tucson will provide a seamless response model to the community of South Tucson, resulting in a Class 1 ISO department. The next steps are for the city attorney. We're working to draft IGA, and we can bring that back to mayor and council. Attached to the report that I provide you with is an outline. And it outlines staff's efforts to keep mayor and council abreast of challenges, concerns, and the crisis facing the fire department. That concludes my report on the fire department. Another report I have, and we have mentioned it previously, we did fill the vacancies with the exception of one to the Planning and Zoning Commission. We do have vacancies on the Board of Adjustment, as was brought up at the last meeting from our planning director. So we will post that on our website for any potential candidates to be interested in the Board of Adjustments. And that concludes my report.
Thank you.
Are there any questions?
Maybe after, yeah.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm going to start off with the Police Department section. So this week, we're starting our Citizen Patrol with the Ranger Patrol. It's a program that we have two Rangers who have qualified. We have many Rangers that work with us, but only two have qualified to the highest ranking to qualify for this. So they'll be out doing patrol in a patrol vehicle. They're mostly there for visibility. They cannot take any law enforcement action. They drive around in a patrol vehicle that says Citizen Patrol on it. So the main focus of them is to be driving the patrol vehicle through the businesses on South 6th Avenue. We think this will be a good thing, and we hope to get more Rangers involved, but there has to be training that goes along with it, and there has to be, even on their side, a certain level of confidence to deal with this type of situation. To go along with that, I pulled back our DEA officer back from the DEA, and I pulled him back into patrol. He started this week. There's many reasons that go into that decision, but the biggest reason is I think we need more officers on the street and in patrol here than ever before. So that's one of the main reasons why we're doing that. So that's not the only reason, that's the main reason though. Second of all, we have an officer who's in field training who will finish this week and will be out on his own. So the goal with increasing the patrol is to focus on South 6th Avenue, to focus on the Walgreens, to focus on the Circle K's, to focus on Food City and the Burger King and those areas and try to increase the visibility there. Next item we're going to go into is the fire department. As everybody knows, on Thanksgiving Day, we were not able to staff it with our own personnel. I want to make sure that everyone's clear. We have never gone where the citizens of South Tucson have gone without service. The city of Tucson covered the fire services for us, and American Medical Response covered the medical calls for us. And that's the way it's always been when we face these type of situations. There's never been a time where we haven't gone without services to the public. That being said, I know that the city council has expressed desire for us to hire some more reserves. In October, November, we hired two more reserves. In the month of December, we hired two more reserves, and we've hired four in the last 2 months. And there's another person that we're looking at to hopefully get here within the next month. So we are still looking forward in that direction, in that area. But as I want to emphasize, as I have before, the model that we're currently running on, where we have one full-timer and 38 reserves, or even more than that now, is not a model for success. It just can't work. We've gone over the reasons before many times, and it's just not a model for success. There's a great deal of risk and liability to the city of South Tucson that we face, and we need to strongly work to fixing that. And I strongly encourage you guys to work with the city of Tucson and to come to an agreement that we can get the service that we need here in the city of South Tucson. I think that's all I have.
Do you pay the Rangers? Are they paid?
No, the Rangers are all volunteer.
Wow.
And they do an excellent job for us.
I don't know if you came from me or not, but I appreciate you talking with the Rangers and coming with an agreement with the Rangers. But my understanding is that they can do citizens' arrests and be illegal, viewer of the situation and record it in their logs so that the crime is actually looked at but at the present time, not afterwards or anything. So it's a good thing that the Rangers are working with us.
It is a good thing, and they have been working us for several years here already with us. They're volunteers. We have to remember they're volunteers, and they have ridden with our police officers many times, and they act as a supplement to us, but they can only do things at our direction. Right. They can never be out of our sights. It's completely our direction. As far as making citizens arrests and stuff like that, that's something that we want to keep our hands off for right now and leave that alone. Basically, the instructions for them is if they see something, they're to call us and have us come and deal with that. Like I said, they won't take any law enforcement action, and we don't want to get into a liability situation with that to begin with. Once we get there, we can direct them to assist us in any way we need, so they're very helpful in that way. But
thank you.
Mayor?
Yes, go ahead.
So it seems that the next step is for the attorney to draft up an IGA to bring back to the mayor and council. Do we have a time frame of when that's going to be completed?
Well, because if I may, Mayor and Councilman Esquena, since this is an urgent matter and we are in a crisis, the sooner we, you know, get that put together, the better. Especially since, you know, holidays are coming up and we know that, you know, the calendar right now shows that there's no coverage for, like I mentioned, the last meeting for Christmas Day or New Year's Day. So that's a challenge already, that in and of itself. So the sooner we can get an IGA into place, the better. So the attorney's on that as we speak.
Can we do it tomorrow? I mean, you know, it's urgent.
I can, if I may, Mayor and Council, since we've already received direction to work on the IGA, we could simultaneously ask the City of Tucson to come in and we work on the IGA. I hope to think that they would support that idea, since we are already, you know, facing no coverage on the upcoming holidays. I'm happy to do that on your behalf. Mm-hmm. So I will get back on the council because we are already drafting the IGA and we're already in the consensus that that's the direction of the city. I will definitely reach out to the city manager and ask for assistance, especially on those holidays, like they acknowledged on Thanksgiving Day.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor,
yes, go ahead.
Mr. Mayor, are we talking about the fire or the police at this moment?
Fire.
Okay, I have something to say about it. It's very important to me because I keep hearing it's one, we only have one, we only have two, we only have one, we only have two. So after church on Sunday, Dennis, who owns the land in the 1.2 mile city, a bunch of land there, we called because I saw the fire in the sky, and they were there within 10 to 15 minutes, five of them. And all I ever hear about is there's only one or two.
There's only one full-time firefighter.
Okay, there were five there. Yeah. I just want you to know.
Okay.
And it was taken care of in 10 minutes. And we got to tell the truth.
I have a question. In regards to the IGA, at what time would that be made public, and does it include the dollar amounts?
If I may, Mayor and Council, once the IGA is prepared to show Mayor and Council, which is hopefully within the next several weeks, it will be presented to the Council in a public setting. You've already been told by the City of Tucson the costs associated. As a matter of fact, you have all the responses to you that we've given to you since we've been communicating with the City of Tucson. Attached to your update that I provided you with is a timeline indicating all of the information that staff has been providing to you since 2013 and all the conversations we've been having. So the recent communication with the City of Tucson started at about, I'd say, looking at my dateline, is in 2021. So the recent communication from the City of Tucson is, I don't have it off the top of my head, but it's a little over $2 million. So we did express that to Mayor Council that there's a funding shortfall, which is approximately $400,000. Which is the reason why we're reaching out to Pima County, the tribal entities, to help close that gap. So for the record, it's about $2.1 million, not to be exact, but around that number. The City of South Tucson is facing a shortfall of about $400,000. So we're working and we're reaching out to the county as well as the tribal entity to try to help fix that gap. The letter from the City of Tucson did convey that we're working towards that, and I'll actually read it. That they would help with that, since they understand that there is that concern from the City of South Tucson.
Were you going to read it?
Yes, I can read it, if I may, Mayor. If you'd like, I can read the letter in its entirety so I don't miss anything. So again, this is a letter dated December 1st, last Friday, from the City of Tucson, and it's written to me, Ms. Moreno. December 1st, 2023, regarding the IGA for fire suppression and EMS services, next steps. And this is from the city manager, Mike Ortega. I'm sorry. Let me clarify that. Let me make a correction. It's not from the city manager. It's from the deputy city manager, Timothy Thormier. Dear Ms. Moreno, I am writing to advance the discussion about entering into an IGA with the city of Tucson through the Tucson Fire Department to provide fire suppression and EMS services to the city of South Tucson. Based on the information exchanged at our November 8, 2023 meeting, it is my understanding that the city of South Tucson continues to be interested in pursuing this IGA that you are actively working on closing the funding gap to be able to compensate the city of Tucson for providing these services. Through this letter, I want to express both a sense of urgency to advance this IGA negotiation as well as the city of Tucson's continued willingness to co-develop a roadmap for the city of South Tucson to close the funding gap. Our urgency emanates from the current situation where Tucson fire crews are often the only resource available for fire suppression in the city of South Tucson, which places an ongoing and undue burden on our personnel and resources. Further, this places the citizens of the city of South Tucson at risk in the event that our resources are unavailable in a time of urgency. Finally, Tucsonans are bearing the cost that should not be on their shoulders. We ask that work begin immediately on the IGA so that we can enter a productive partnership to reduce community risk in both our cities. As we discuss, I am willing to work with you and your team to develop strategies to assist the city of South Tucson in addressing the current funding gap. Alternately, I seek confirmation that if the city of South Tucson is no longer interested in having Tucson provide these services, if that is the case, it is my expectation that, second page, Tucson Fire would no longer be routinely dispatched to events in the city of South Tucson, retaining only the limited mutual aid support role provided under our current agreement. As noted in prior correspondence, the training of personnel and ordering of equipment takes time, and it could be as long as 6 to 9 months before we can be adequately staffed to service the city of South Tucson in a safe and efficient manner. Time is of the essence. I look forward to hearing from you and continue our partnership to include working through this proposal. So I did email this to Mayor and Council Friday, shortly after I received it, advising you that I received this letter and that we would be working, the city attorney would be working on the IGA along with City of Tucson City Attorney.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Mayor? Questions?
I'd like to thank Chief Danosian for hammering this council every time he stands at that mic that this is really an urgent thing that we need to deal with. Thank you. And the other thing is, some people in the community act like we're not going to have a fire department based on what happens. Well, as this goes through, because we're going to find the money to make it happen, because it costs money, we're going to have way better fire service for our 1.2 square mile. So this is a real positive thing, and it's urgent. So if we can like work on it starting tomorrow from a staff point of view, that would be great. Thanks for doing urgency, thanks. Chief.
And thank you, Mayor and Council, for listening to the fire department. They have conveyed their concerns with staffing, listening to staff as well, because your community does deserve optimal level of services. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see. So, since we changed the order of the agenda, we will be doing number 9, discussing direction regarding code enforcement of slum and blighted property in the city and settlement part of the city.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. If you recall, the last meeting we had was November 21st. It was a pretty long meeting. I think we were done at almost 10 o'clock, close to 10 o'clock. So when we exited from executive session, we quickly adjourned the meeting, and staff didn't get direction on what was discussed. So I put this back on the agenda for purposes of getting direction from council to move forward with items discussed in executive session. So I would be asking for the council for a motion at this time.
Okay.
So can
Hang on just a minute.
So, the motion would just be to...
To move forward with item discussed in executive session relating to the code enforcement and slum and blighted properties in the southern part of the city.
I think we have to make a motion and a second before discussion.
Right. Yeah. So...
So moved?
You're going to say so moved?
Yeah.
In regards to the direction?
Right, right.
It's the direction we came up with.
Like,
last.
Okay, so it's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved in second. Discussion? Brian?
So, I always have a problem with this executive session stuff because I feel that we're not doing our business in public when we're doing it behind closed doors. And I understand there's a legal part of that, but I've seen the city of Tucson abuse that whole thing. And in effect, the city attorney is making policy for him behind closed doors. I think it's wrong. I think our charge is to do business in front of the people of South Tucson. So, at the very least, can we put it into one sentence, what we talked about at executive session? Because I've watched a whole bunch of city council meetings, and they come back from executive session, and they spend 5 minutes saying that they're going to proceed in general terms on what they discussed in the session. Because if I was sitting out there, like I always was, I'd want to know a little more.
If I may, Mayor and Councilor Flagg, the topic on the agenda helps me explain. So the topic was code enforcement and slum and blighted properties in the southern part of the city. I know that we all recognize that there are some blight issues with regard to problems on the southern part of the city. There's also some code enforcement that needs to be done. So the part of the conversation in the executive session had to do with that topic. So the consensus in that setting was to move forward with that topic. So therefore, when we exited, we never got actual direction to move forward on that topic. So therefore, we're coming back to Mayor and Council and asking for direction to move forward on that topic.
That's a little better.
But we still had other discussions in the executive session, some of it regarding the issues of criminal and the meetings that they've had with the owner a little bit in regards to that. But
so if I may, Mayor, I'm going to tell you to stop right there, which is the reason why we have certain conversations, because we don't want to get specific as to who, what, when, where, why. So we're very general what we're discussing on the public. And if the attorney wants to chime in on what you just mentioned, go ahead and
refer. But isn't this what Councilman
Brian is talking about? General nature.
What's discussed in executive session, we need to keep it confidential until we're moving forward.
Okay. But I think, Mayor, if I may, they just summarized it in item number 9. Mm-hmm. To move forward with the redevelopment, which is all encompassing of all we talked about in that executive session. Is that correct?
Esteban.
I'm fine, yeah.
I must make it notified that I made no decision in executive session. Zero. So I don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
So then, one second, the discussion is that we go with development?
Yeah.
So everything we discussed at that executive session, we're moving forward with, and we put it under the code enforcement of the slum and blighted properties in the southern part of the city.
Yeah.
It's all encompassing of everything we talked about.
Okay. So the direction is?
Is Mayor and Council giving direction to staff regarding the code enforcement and slum and blighted properties in the southern part of the city. To move forward with, we'll discuss an executive session regarding code enforcement of slum and blighted properties in the southern part of the city.
Thank you.
So we got a motion from Councilor Valenzuela.
Correct.
Second.
Roll call.
By Vice Mayor Lopez. Yeah.
Call the question.
Roll call.
Yes. Vice Mayor Lopez?
Yes.
Acting Mayor Rogers?
No.
Mayor Diaz?
No.
Councilor Fleck?
Yes.
Councilor Aguirre?
Yes.
Councilor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next agenda is item number 8. So the swearing in as City Magistrate, Mary Lou Navidad.
Mayor, members of council, as I indicated, when Mayor and Council formally appointed Ms. Mary Lou Navidad as Magistrate Judge, on November 9th, her start date wouldn't be able to begin until November 27th. So I have already had her sign the loyalty oath of office, but I think it would be appropriate for her to have a public loyalty oath of office done. So her husband will be performing the oath of office and holding the Bible.
Beautiful.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Honorable Mayor and honorable members of the City Council.
Philippe?
Philippe Harms.
Philippe Harms. Mr. Philippe Harms, the judge's
husband. This is my husband, and he'll do my loyalty oath of office.
The loyalty office, oath of office. Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Mary Lou Natividad.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the Constitution and laws of the State of Arizona.
And the City of South Tucson.
And the City of South Tucson.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties.
And I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties.
Of the position of magistrate.
Of the position of magistrate.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
All right.
Thank you so much,
Honorable Mayor and Honorable members of the City Council. I am really deeply honored that you are giving me this opportunity to serve the people of South Tucson. I'd assumed office for a week now, and I'm happy to report that I had met with our city attorney and our public defender who agreed to join us. And we are in full agreement that we will work together to reduce criminality and recidivism in South Tucson. We just heard from a couple of people here, and it's gonna be a tough order, but you know, with everybody's cooperation, especially the chief as well, we're gonna get there, I'm hopeful. And thank you again for the opportunity, for the vote of confidence. And thank you to Ms. Moreno and Councilor Roxana Valenzuela for their guidance and direction and their assistance. Thank you all very much. And if I don't see you before the holidays, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you. Thanks.
All right,
thank you.
The next item is adjournment.
So move.
Wow. Getting off.
Second.
Been moving second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Right. Thank you, Cessa. I'm hanging up now. Thank you, Cessa.
Right on, Cessa.
Bye, thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias.